Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we turn to a story about how police officers should be disciplined in the city of Schenectady, and that reached a mid-level appeals court yesterday.
Yeah, this has been a long-running dispute in Attorneys for Schenectady. The city's police union and the State Public Employment Relations Board were before the judges of the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court on Tuesday. Court's decision will help determine who has the final say in Schenectady police discipline cases, the city's police commissioner or an arbitrator. The decision isn't expected for another 6 to 8 weeks. The city is asking the appellate division to reverse a 2013 PERB ruling that determined the collectively bargained arbitrator-based system is in effect, and that is based on the Taylor Law that was passed by the state legislature back in 1967. The city argues that the PERB ruling is at odds with prior rulings from the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals. Those rulings have allowed municipalities that predate the Taylor Law to control their own discipline cases. Chris Langlois, the city's lawyer, argued that the Taylor Law is a general statute on terms and conditions but doesn't address police discipline negotiations specifically. Later Court of Appeals rulings have carved out exceptions for pre-existing laws, he argues. David Quinn, a lawyer for PERB, argued that the Taylor Law gives a structure for discipline. The city's current public safety commissioner, Wayne Bennett, has been in office since 2007, and since then there's been about 10 police discipline cases. He argues the decisions on police discipline should be done in-house. Police discipline is an important issue in Schenectady and in most cities because it affects the reputation of the department, first of all, but also staffing and ultimately the city's budget because the city has to replace officers who are suspended, for example. We talked to Mayor Gary McCarthy, who reflected on the history of the city's police department, not something that the city's particularly proud of, but again, they've made great advances in the last several years.
We're talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy won't mind. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.